Could you talk a little bit about what your thought process was about the various options that were available at the point that you decided to treat him with the Pom-Dara-Dex? What were the other thoughts that you had about possible therapies in that situation? And how do you approach the issue of first relapse in myeloma?
It's really becoming more and more complex because we have more and more good triplet therapies. We, of course, know that in general, triplets are better than doublets, so that answer is relatively easy, but the question of which triplet to use and when is very complicated. Many of the phase 3 studies that we have aren't necessarily relevant to the U.S. population with respect to all the phase 3 studies that looked at Len-Dex versus Len-Dex plus something else, all of which showed that the triplet was better than the doublet. And that's primarily because most of these studies did not include Len refractory patients. You can always argue whether relapsing on Len maintenance truly makes you refractory to Len. I think sometimes the answer is yes, and sometimes the answer is no. But with him, he had a very, very short disease control duration following transplant, despite being on Len maintenance. And I just was not willing to kind of risk the strategy of putting him on higher dose Len plus something else, and then kind of wasting that other partner. And so I really wanted to switch gears completely and use a triplet that would be completely novel to him. Whether or not that's the right approach, I don't know. Again, I tend to be a little bit more aggressive in patients with high-risk disease or patients who are behaving like they have high-risk disease, namely relapsing very quickly after transplant despite maintenance therapy. The thought process for Pom-Dara-Dex included possibly using pomalidomide carfilzomib dexamethasone instead. Obviously, that's also a very potent triplet therapy. Again, we know that the combination of IMIDs and proteasome inhibitors together can confer improved outcomes for high-risk patients. My problem with using pomalidomide carfilzomib dexamethasone is that once you progress on that, it's not clear what you do after that and how you partner daratumumab. So the idea with picking pomalidomide daratumumab dexamethasone was that it would leave carfilzomib for another partner for the next line of therapy.
What would you be thinking about if this man does develop another disease progression?
I would probably, assuming we didn't have any good clinical trials, because clinical trial is always an excellent option, I would probably think about cyclophosphamide carfilzomib dexamethasone. I found it to be a very well-tolerated triplet regimen, and it's a way to get another drug in with carfilzomib